Jason, how would you assess the first two games in the T20 competition from a Yorkshire point of view?
Well, we're 0-2, so that is disappointing. I suppose the real positive for me is that while we haven't put the runs on the board that we would have liked, we've batted first in both occasions and probably been 30 runs shy of where we would have liked to have been. But the pleasing thing is we've taken the game to the last over. So, our bowling effort and our fielding have been very good. We haven't probably quite nailed our end of innings bowling either, which is something the lads are working really hard at. So we know that. And, if we do that, we know where we'll be in the mix. But, a few things to work on. But, I'm pleased with the attitude and the effort of the boys. They're giving it their best shot. But we just need to make sure, I suppose, with the bat, especially that middle period, we got a good start against Durham. We were 50 for none. I think that middle eight overs, we only got 44 runs. So, that's something that we need to address. We've spoken about probably needing to rotate the strike a little bit more, not absorb too much pressure. It's hard, especially when you lose a couple of wickets. You need to find that balance between being aggressive and being positive and not losing your momentum by losing, a number of wickets. So we're just working on finding that balance. The lads, first two games, yes, we have lost those, but, we're confident that we can put together some really good performances coming up and get ourselves on the winning side.
Have there been some harsh words said in the dressing room? Because you can see the disappointment on the guys' faces after these two defeats.
Look, I'm not one for shouting. I think shouting gets you nowhere in life in general. We have had a couple of really good discussions just amongst the team after the games, which has been really really fruitful, for better or a phrase. No one means to lose games or fail. The key is trying to find ways to avoid it happening on a regular basis, and there's been some really good, honest chats in the dressing room, and we need to do that. It's important that we keep communicating and come up with some solutions to the areas in our game where we haven't been quite as sharp as we could be.
And the next test's got a few days off now before we play Lancashire, but a big crowd expected at Headingley on Friday. And it's all about responding, and it's a great fixture to have as well, with a full house at Headingley against the old enemy over from the other side of the hill.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Always, the Roses matches are always well supported, well followed. The players really enjoy it, really lift to play against Lancashire. So look, we're all excited about that. We've got a good week of training coming up, and we can just start putting into practice some of the words we've been talking about. In the dressing room and at training, and hopefully we can get some really good training done, and then arrive Friday fresh, raring to go.
Will you look to make any changes to the team?
At this stage, we're just waiting to see. We've got a couple of guys that are still out on the injured list. Phil Jakes, I suppose he just had a hit this morning in the indoor centre, and he's feeling really good. So we'll continue to monitor how he's going with the medical staff and see whether he's going to be ready to be up for selection for Friday. And we'll have Ian Wardlaw back in the squad, back from international duty with Scotland. So we'll see what happens there.
Well, good luck, Dizzy. The Vikings, as you know, are behind you, and let's hope we can get a result.
Thank you very much.